there, welcome back. I'm so excited about today's episode because it is something that our student leadership team has been working on for quite a while, and I've been able to test it out with my own family at home. It has been about 4 months since my family has been doing this, and I'm super excited to say that it has been a real help when it comes to organizing and teaching kids how to keep track of their days. This episode is all about taking inventory. That means keeping track of our minds, our bodies, our schedule, and our lives all through one monthly calendar. Kids, this episode is for you, but it is also for your parents too. So if they're not with you, go grab them and get them to listen with you. Back in January, our student leadership team came up with an idea to use a calendar to track a few things each day in order to teach kids about the importance of schedules, developing routines, goal setting, and wellness. I thought I would share with you today how it has evolved and grown and how much of an eye-opener this has been to our family as well as the other kids. The first thing to think about is how you are pouring into your three buckets each day, deciding what to track on your calendars. Now, when I say buckets, remember that kid book that talks about how you're going to pour into your bucket? Those are the ones I'm talking about. The three buckets for kids are family, friends. That's the first bucket. The second bucket is learning and activities. The third bucket is mindset. The goal each day is to make sure that you pour into each of these buckets equally. And when you do spend time with each bucket, or looking at how you pour into that bucket, make sure that you are fully focused and dedicated to that time and not distracted at all so that you do it properly. We started with going out and buying a large monthly calendar last January. Next, we had a family meeting about what are some of the things that we would like to keep track of in our lives. We then talked about the three buckets that I had mentioned earlier and made a plan to fill each of these equally each day. The first bucket we looked at was learning/activities. We decided to keep track of our reading and our homework. The next bucket we looked at was mindset, and we decided to track our gratitude each day. We wrote right on there what on the calendar each day what we were thankful for that day. The third bucket was family and friends, and so we tracked if we spent time with our family or friends that day. For example, if we played a board game, then we wrote board game. We kept looking at each bucket and then deciding what we would like to track from that bucket. The next thing we did for the month of January was we set a goal. So each kid had their own goal and just one goal. They tracked it each day if they were taking steps towards that goal, and then they would get a point for that. For example, one of my kids wanted to do the 3,000 hockey shot challenge. So she decided that she was going to take 60 shots a day. So she tracked each day whether or not she actually did take those 60 shots a day. Another goal might be to make their bed every day. So then you would track that. It might be, I want to drink more water. You would track 1 point for every bottle of water you drink. It might be, I want to play 15 minutes of video games each day, you would track that, or 15 minutes less video games each day. Just be specific with the goals that you set so that they're easy to measure and track. Another one might be, I want to exercise. Instead of saying, I want to exercise lots, I want to exercise 3 times a week. And then you would track that. It might be, I want to work on developing my art skills. I want to work on my practicing my art skills 15 minutes a day or 3 times a week. You would track that. It might be, I want to read every night for 15 minutes. That might be another goal that you set. Now, I have 3 hockey players in my family, so keeping track of our daily schedule was definitely a must on our calendar. So we decided to put that on as well. By the end of our conversation for January, the things we decided to track were tracking gratitude that happened that day, our mood that day, whether or not we work towards our goal, homework and reading, chores, family friend time, and our schedule. Each thing that they track was equal to 1 point, except we did not give points for our schedule. That was just there to remind us where we had to be that day. By the end of the month, the kid with the most points got a special outing with mom and dad by themselves, and the other kids got a book and hot chocolate date with their parents. Then we looked at their allowance that they got each month. We decided as a group how much money each child will keep, how much they will spend, and how much they will give away to charity. Now, remember, we talked about the finances way back in a few episodes in the podcast. So if you really want to refresh your memory, you can go back to those podcasts and we'll teach you exactly how to save, give away, and also spend. We donate the giving money that we decided that night online to a charity of their choice. For example, in January, we donated to the Australian wildfires. The rest of the money either goes into their bank account for saving and the other goes into their piggy bank where they can spend it right away. Now, remember that goal we set at the beginning of the month? Well, we can't forget about that. If they've reached their goal, that's an extra bonus 50 points towards their total points. So if they haven't reached that goal, then we just carry it over to the next month. Each month, we look at our month and decide if we want to keep tracking something or shift it to something else. So each month looks different in our family, but it can look however you want in your family. The important thing is you have a conversation about it and you stay consistent. Now, it will take time to develop into a habit, but it is so worth it and really neat and really informative to look back on the month and notice how many times you felt sad or all the things you were grateful for or how many days you worked towards your goal. Choose what you want to reflect on that month and look back on it to discuss. For example, you might want to look at how many times you put a sad face on your goal, on your calendar, and reflect on that. Or you might want to look at why you didn't reach your goal and how maybe you could reach it the following month, and you can set up a plan for that. You might want to look at how many days you carved out time to hang out with your family and maybe try to do more the next month. Your reflections can look however you want, but the important thing is to look back and notice how you spent your time and how you worked towards building yourself up. Like I said before, each month is either the same or different. In our family, we found it has evolved in the past 4 months. When I say evolved, I mean grown. On top of what we were tracking in January, we are now tracking the days that we make our beds, specific chores, how many bottles of water we drank that day, workouts and exercises, whether or not we beat the timer to get ready in the morning. I know you're probably thinking, how do you have time to track all of that? Well, there's no secret. You just have to make it. There's no magic moment where it happens in your schedule without you thinking about it. So you have to schedule 5 to 10 minutes in your nighttime routine to check in with yourself and note how your day went. Make sure it happens every night right before you sit down to read or watch a bit of TV. Once you have been at it for a few months, the kids will start to do it on their own. I have a kindergartner, so she still needs help, of course. She writes what she's thankful for on her own in her best kid spelling, and then she tracks her mood by herself as well by drawing an emoji. And then her sister or I write the rest of the things for her. Soon, the kids are the ones who will have to remember to track their days and their points so they don't miss out on the points that day. Fun fact, if you're anything like our house, the fact that there is a point system and sibling rivalry makes them not want to forget or they don't get the points that day. It has become a big challenge and a game changer in our family. It also gets the kids into a habit. Habits are so good to learn at the youngest of ages. The habit of tracking how they feel, their priorities for the day, and whether or not they got them done is so important as a life skill. They take more responsibility for their time and schedule. They learn how to goal set and track how they feel each day. The fact that we track their water now has them drinking double the water that they drank before. It is amazing how a point system will also help get things going. The cool thing about it all is that they all win some extra time with mom and dad. It's just the winner that gets that one-on-one date, but really every month, everybody wins. This last month, one of my kids chose a yes day as an experience date. This day means that she gets yes to whatever she asks, within reason, of course, minus the technology and TV. So if she asks for ice cream for dinner, we say yes. If she wants to stay up an hour later, it's a yes. We haven't had this day yet, so I'll let you know if that was a good idea or not. The other really great thing about the calendar tracking system is that they also learn about finances and the importance of saving, budgeting, and donating money to charity. We make sure that we do it right that night so that they can see where the money goes. We do it all online, and then we only have to do it once a month, so it's quite doable. It is so important to start to learn about these healthy habits and routines, knowing where your time is spent each day and keeping track of your goals and mindset so that you can build off of each day and stack them. Making it visible puts it right in your face and you realize just where you might need to tap in to make yourself happier or to reorganize your time. Your calendar can look however it works best for you. There is no right way to do this. But the key is to track consistently each day and to check in every month to see how you are doing. It's a great way to bring the family together and to make decisions together. Plus, before you know it will become a habit that takes no time at all each month and each night. When we first started, it took 15 minutes each night to decide how we were going to track, and then it took about 10 minutes to track it each night. Now that we have been doing it for a while, it takes less than 5 minutes, even with our five-year-old. Kids, you can also decorate your calendar each month and make it your own. If you're wondering what our calendars look like, I've uploaded a picture to our Even If You Miss Facebook and Instagram pages. As well, I posted a hyperlink at www.evenifyoumiss.blubrry.net. It's super simple and effective. And there, like I said before, there's no right way to do it. It can look however you want. If you do end up doing this with your family, post your pics of your calendars on our Even If You Miss Facebook page or our Even If You Miss, number one, Instagram page. We would love to see your version of your calendars. Now let's get tracking.
Hey, Good Shepherd. Welcome to the month of May. We're now into our sixth week of distance learning. And we found out from the province that it's going to continue through the end of June. So as much as we'd like to, unfortunately, we will not have you back in the building before the end of the school year. Keep up the great work, though. You're doing a great job with your online learning. And without further ado, we want to get on to the birthdays for this week. This week, we'd like to wish happy birthdays to Michael, Olivia, Nadia, Hadley, Connor, Isaac, Brooke, Emma, Taylor, Luna, Liam, Jason, Kyle, Evelyn, Ryder, Connor, Justin, Milo, and Skylar. Lots of student birthdays this week, and we actually have two staff birthdays as well. So a big happy birthday this week goes to Madame Velders and to Mrs. Crandall. We hope that everyone has fabulous birthdays this week. And without further ado, that is it for this week. Take care.